Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, the way we go. Welcome to show number 3,234. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. D-Ted Smith. Wobbin Fox. It's Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Andrew. Object today, return of Who Sucks Less. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
A clap.
You're going to draw. All right, here we go. Lacking any indoor space or convention centers, Las Vegas puts their homeless population in outdoor parking lots. Meanwhile, sales of alcohol in the U.S. are up 55% in a month, and a lot more people are buying pot. YMCA of Buffalo's Zoom Live Family Story Time, hacked by someone asking to see their gums. Heartburn sufferers should throw away the Zantac and start eating Tums. And a 99-year-old New Jersey man charged with violating the emergency rules by throwing a house party. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a question for you. Have you ever heard of eosinophilic fasciitis? Now, if you answered no, there's a good chance it's because I said it wrong. But it's also known as Shulman's syndrome. It's defined as, quote, an inflammatory disease that affects the connective tissue surrounding muscle, blood vessels, and nerves. And it hurts like a bitch. But I only say this about that because about once every 15 months, I get it. And usually it's on my ass. But as of today, it is right next to my man, Satchin. Maybe that's too much information, but that is what's going on. So all day today, most of yesterday, I've been in true agony. To give you an idea, it's like someone punched you in the nads, but then they continue to press their fist into that area. So it's just a constant pain. Ain't much I can do about it, but that's exactly what it feels like, and it's making me irritable. But I'm irritable by nature, so no one can really tell. The only person who knows is me. Ted almost said, what?
I did not know.
Right. No one can tell. I'm like this all the time, but I'm telling you today. Wow, I almost said that. Part of me is killing me, man. Seriously, it sucks. But all of that said, don't feel bad for me because I'd rather be me than be this guy in Arizona. He was out enjoying a nice mountain hike and then a 300-pound boulder landed on and crushed his leg, and it hurt exactly as much as it sounds like. Very glad I'm not him. I'm also glad I'm not the guy that was run over by a truck. He had 19 broken bones and a punctured lung, and then it got bad. And actually, we have countless stories like this, but it's not about the injury. Today, we want to talk about the pain. For example, you ever squeeze a cactus? I have, because I was 5 years old and stupid. And while it didn't really cause injury, I still remember how bad it hurt. It hurts exactly as much as you think it hurts to squeeze a cactus. Plus, we have a list of the 16 most painful injuries a human being can endure. So come for the prolapse rectum. I don't even know what that is. Stay for the penile fracture. Today, this is what we want to know from you. What's the worst pain you've ever been in?
Be a part of Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
On the show, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,234. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, you know? You think we need to take a day off one of these days?
Mm-hmm.
Play this thing as a repeat? How weird is this going to sound 6 months from now? Is it going to be a normal sounding program? Or is it going to be like, oh my God, I forgot what a crazy time it was? Or is it still going to be the same that we're in right now?
I'm hoping it will be a crazy reminder, but how far are we talking? 6 months?
6 months from now. We decided to take a day off. You know what I mean?
So that'll be early October. Mm-hmm. We'll say early October. All right.
Football season should be in full swing.
Oh, you know what? That'll be the difference. If the NFL season is not in full swing, this will still sound as normal
World
as it does
Series
now.
Will be getting ready to go.
I mean, it's pretty wild. I can't believe Tom Brady and those Buccaneers are undefeated.
This is crazy. Whoa, what a prediction. Yeah. Guaranteed future repeat. And before we get underway with the program, as we continue to help you stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest. The U.S. has more confirmed cases now than any other country, more than 200,000 cases of coronavirus. According to a CNN count, more than 4,300 people have died in the U.S. as of this afternoon. As of this morning, it was 3,700, to give you an idea. As many as 240,000 Americans could die during the coronavirus pandemic. Top health officials said despite the measures that have closed schools, limited travel, forced people to stay at home, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert.
I believe it's Fauci.
Fauci, is it? And Dr. Deborah Birx, who is coordinating the White House's response, have encouraged people to adhere to the distancing guidelines, noting that more than 2.2 million Americans could have died if nothing had been done. What's happening here? You are...
Ted, sneeze.
I have allergies. Right. I sneezed in a tissue, but then I had to run over and get the...
serious information.
Ted's doing the right thing. He sneezed into a tissue, but still, everyone is hand sanitizing to death now. But I did not realize the hand sanitizer was next to my Coca-Cola and my coffee mug. So here's Ted's previously sneezed on hand reaching over my stuff, man. Okay. Let's not make me comfortable.
A new report suggests, Ted, that as many as 25% of people infected with the virus may not show symptoms. A number that is leading the CDC to actually consider broadening its guidelines on who should wear masks. Now, here at home, more deaths and confirmed cases of coronavirus were reported yesterday by counties around Washington. That now raises the statewide death toll so far to at least 225. Department of Health, meanwhile, they were unable to provide an updated figure for the second day in a row due to continued technical glitches with a reporting tool it uses to track the spread of COVID-19. You might wonder why. Well,
So many tests went in, it overwhelmed the system, known as the Washington Disease Reporting System. So the total number of test results, including negative test results, are all overwhelming the tool at this point in time, and they're trying to get that fixed. The statewide number of confirmed cases reported by individual counties rose above 5,300 as of noon yesterday. And finally, the Washington National Guard is being called on to help the state's response to coronavirus. Governor Jay Inslee said the Washington National Guard will provide important help to our communities to ensure our critical food banks remain stocked and operational. They are filling an important need, and as the governor said, I ask that you welcome them in your communities as they process, package, and distribute meals to people who need them.
Meanwhile, they're saying, 1 weekend a month, they said. Weekend a month. I did not expect this.
All I wanted was a gun. Good as camo.
Right. Good Lord. 1 weekend a month. That's what you sold me on. Welcome to it, man.
Right. Well, the commercial is appealing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, all the commercials are, man.
1 weekend a month. I can do that.
I mean, I might sound a little strange here. Maybe it's because I lived in D.C. and worked there during 9/11, but right. I kind of feel better when the National Guard's around.
No, but at least in that situation, I think it's more, and look, I don't know, I'm not in the National Guard, but I would think military-wise, 9/11, this is a clear attack, you know who the enemy is, like, this is more in your brain space. This is more what you predicted might happen. Now someone's going, yeah, listen, it's a disease you can't see. Mm-hmm. Go have at it. Right? I mean, for me, that's a lot less comforting.
Well, today, in honor of Steve's left testicle.
This is honest to God how it came up. I'm limping into work today. When I woke up,
I thought we were going to take a day off, Ted.
For testicle stuff?
When Steve sat down, he couldn't sit down.
I was very close to actually calling out today. I'm not even kidding. But I thought, man, it's the middle of the week. We just got back at full power with Ted back.
Yeah.
You can't do it. And the thing is, I'm not going to feel any better at home. This is just something that has to run its course. But I don't want to cry in front of everybody. That's basically what it came down to.
When you know it's bad is when the pain is so bad that you feel like you're going to cry.
I screamed and I got out of bed because I did not know the pain would be there. That was first. Mm-hmm. Limped into the shower.
Right.
When I got into the shower, that was basically the whole thing is just this. Every freaking thing hurts because the pain is constant and it's just this pressure. So I get into work. I'm limping in. Miles is sitting at his desk. He's like, oh, what'd you do? So I told him. I said, hey, man, and testicle stuff.
You know what that is?
Freaking thing came back.
I looked it up. It's a chlamydia cyst.
Oh, yeah. See? The koala bears.
Don't believe it.
It is.
I've had chlamydia. You don't get a cyst.
Yeah, you get a big boil. Like,
no, this one's new. Pop. This is my chlamydia cyst.
Had chlamydia.
I came in.
Jeez.
And it takes me like 5 minutes to sit down because you got to get your leg right and all that kind of thing. And Myers looks at me and says, man, why don't we just talk about pain today? And my first response got a little grumpier. I don't feel like talking about my balls all day.
Well, we're not, but it will start out that way for a little bit.
That's how I felt this morning.
Now, as we said, as far as...
You still got Mr. T in there?
Mr. T for pain?
Yeah!
Right.
Miles already asked this morning.
And it's April 1st, so we put in the pool anyway, right?
Oh, yeah, good call.
This is the conversation this morning.
That's a two-tier joke there, really Montgomery.
Is. Miles is like, hey, Robin, do we still have Mr. T?
Pain!
Yes!
Robin
yes.
being Robin...
We might. I will check.
Well, as we mentioned there earlier, 25% of the people who have tested positive for coronavirus don't show any symptoms. That's not the case with everyone, obviously. But a fourth of the population, they're not even sure if they have it or not. Some people, it's a lot worse. And it started out as a tickle in his throat before bed, but by the next morning, it felt like the worst flu ever. And by the time that Kevin Harris was admitted to a hospital in Ohio 5 days later, he thought he was actually suffocating. The doctors at St. Joe's in Warren, Ohio, were certain that Harris, who was 55, had pneumonia. 3 days later, they had the real diagnosis, which was the coronavirus. One of the doctors had tears in his eyes when Harris asked if he would live. Another doctor just shrugged and said, hey, man, honestly, I don't know. They told me they didn't have a cure. I just wanted them to tell me if I was going to live or die. Harris is a father of 4 kids, 3 grandchildren, and believes he was exposed to the coronavirus at another hospital when he went in for an appointment that wound up being canceled. And then within a couple of days, he said he felt like he couldn't clear his throat. He couldn't stop coughing. By the next day, he had a fever and headache. But the worst part was the body aches. On a scale of 1 to 10, he said the pain was a 15, the worst pain he ever felt in his life. The pain is off the charts. Everything hurts. Nose, toes, and ears. I was like one big ball of pain. He said he cried like a little girl when he moved from his bed to a nearby chair.
You know, at some point, little girl's going to be like, you know what, man? We're not the only people to cry.
Exactly. 3 days after his first symptoms, he said his fever had begun to wane, and it seemed like he might get a little better, but then it returned with a vengeance, and he felt like he was choking every time he breathed. Imagine your lungs turning solid. It's like suffocating without holding your nose. Harris, who owns an auto body shop and typically runs 5 miles every day, said, every time I lay down, my breathing gets lower and lower. I thought my lungs would fail me. I was screaming for mercy. I was praying for God. By the time that Harris didn't make it to the hospital, it was taking him an hour to move 50 feet to his bathroom. And he had to stop twice along the way, once to lie on the floor and catch his breath before he reached the door and could lay down again. Harris said the doctors gave him a cocktail of vitamins, including tons of vitamin C, cough medicine, an experimental antiviral medication, and a malaria vaccine and antibiotics. On Sunday, his fever finally broke after almost 2 weeks. On Tuesday, he used the bathroom for the first time by using a walker, and his pain is now half of what it was before, so he said it's about at a 7.
Oh, good.
And he's still in complete isolation, obviously. He's had no visitors in the hospital. Every 6 hours, his temperature is taken by medical staff wearing gloves, a yellow paper suit, and an inverted face shield with an N95 mask underneath and a surgical mask over top. They give him a cough and pain medications, and then they get out of there as fast as they can. He said it could be a couple more months before he's able to walk and get back on his feet. Yep.
Wow.
That's coronavirus.
So that's what it's like.
Yeah. Jesus. Or you're 25% of the population and you don't even know you have it and you don't even feel any symptoms.
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody. Never forget. I forget. I can't remember if it was Gilbert or what.
But did you just say, I tell people never forget, but I forget.
that's a good point.
Was it Kimmel?
You know what? I'll just say it was Rudy Gobert. One of those dudes that tested positive had dropped 30 points in the NBA the night before. So
Damn.
Whenever you think people can't show symptoms, like remember that. A guy in the NBA dropped 30 and then tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
Today was a good day. What was the worst pain you've ever been in? 844-999-OLA.
Always remember.
Hello. I can't remember, though. Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, little blue pills and whores, gentlemen.
Hola.
Well, as I was explaining, I think it was Mike. Anyway, about 7 or 8 years ago, I had to have what they refer to as a TURP, which is a transurethral resection.
Transurethral, what was the rest?
Resection of the prostate.
Go Terps.
Go Terps.
Yeah.
The Maryland Terps. They might want to change that name.
Yeah.
So what are
the Terps?
What is the transurethral resection of the prostate?
Well, basically, they go in and they try and trim out the prostate so old man like me can pee, you know.
And what happens? What happens before that? Do you just feel like you always have to go and nothing comes out?
Oh yeah, no. I mean, you know, I used to get up about 5 times a night. One night I was standing at the urine, well, at the toilet, and I actually fell asleep, and my head went down, and I bonked it on the windowsill.
Wait! Did you fall asleep because you were waiting so long?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So you would just stand there. I mean, what was the average? From the time you felt like you had to pee, now you go into the bathroom, you're standing in front of a toilet. On average, how long did you have to stand there before the flow got going?
A couple minutes sometimes.
All right. And once they did the procedure, what was the pain worse beforehand or was it worse after the procedure?
Well, the worst part of it was is that the hack that worked on me, he caused so much scar tissue in my urethra, my pee tube. I mean, when you can't pee for about 30 hours, it gets pretty painful. But I don't know. The best way I can explain it is if you guys ever watched Deadwood, you know,
no pun intended.
Requiem for a Gleek, you know, where they take this stainless steel, slightly bent rod and push it up your urethra.
Yeah. Okay.
To try and rip through the scar tissue. And anyway, I mean, I felt bad. The nurse was holding my hand and, you know, I still had a pretty good grip. I think I may have broke her hand, but, you know, she looked so sorry.
Well, Don,
finally ripped through.
Don, you brought up the fact that, you brought up the fact that,
don't ever call us again, by the way.
Little blue pill,
God,
little
man.
Blue pills and whatever else he said. Are you able, are you functional? Can you sexually function now or do you have to like duct tape,
man, you give me a new hand and I'd really be stair stepping.
But did you, but you're fine. You can still function and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He did a little bit of nerve damage, you know, because you could actually see like finger bruises on my.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm going to say that makes
wow.
That probably helps you last longer, right, Don?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's not the worst thing in the world.
It is for the woman.
Well, it depends. I mean, I don't
just
know.
Hurry up, Don.
I don't know how you look, Don.
I'm tired of you sweating on me.
I imagine you as one of those guys who's got like 3-inch chest hairs that pops out of the collar of the shirt, you know, in their back.
So, you know. No, I trim them down. My beard's okay. Down to
about
my collarbone.
That chest puff.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
The manly man.
So one that said, we're going to be here for a while.
Exactly. What was the... You can see things crawling in and out of it.
Good.
What was the worst pain you've ever been in? 844-999-OLA.
That call bothered me, man. Every part of that call bothered me.
The prostate is not fun for a guy, man. You don't want to mess with that at all.
Well, no, I know, nothing. But when you have complications on the backside of it, no pun intended, like, oh, well, we got to take a metal rod to get rid of scar tissue.
Well, you're talking about not being able to go or then feeling like you have to go, but it's just like a little dribble. I mean, it just...
Yeah.
Like we always say, the worst thing is when it's just something normal that you can't do.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone falling asleep waiting to pee. There was a guy back in Baltimore. I'm at a bus stop. I don't know him, but this is the Baltimore one. My man. He didn't quite call me my man, but for life. Hey, my man, let me ask you something. You ever asked for so long, your legs fall asleep? I'm like, you know what, bro? No. Like, happened to me today. The goddamnest thing. And then went on and on and on. So
you
I've
never,
heard.
You've never gotten numb on the
I've
throat?
Never sat on the toilet so long that my legs fell asleep. Your legs might get numb, but he was saying, like, both legs, dead asleep, couldn't get off the toilet. And according to his story, it was like a 10 or 15 minute process waiting for all the needles.
And then when
and
you
all
stand
that.
Up real fast, your head gets light and dizzy and starts spinning.
Yeah, I thought brother just had problems, man, but.
What was he reading?
Right.
Something good.
Hello, Marsha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Marsha, welcome to the program. What was the worst
thank
pain?
Thank you. Well, about 8 years ago, I had a hip replacement because I had some dysplasia in my hip and I was having a lot of pain. And about 3 weeks after my surgery, my hip dislocated.
The new one?
My new one dislocated. I was just sitting on my couch at home, and I just kind of shifted my position a little bit, and I just felt this big old pop.
Oh,
once again, men's room colors, here are the seven.
It's a fair statement. You can't say it here.
Yeah.
Sucker, mother.
And she pooped herself.
Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
So you're saying one of your legs?
Oh, no, hang on, wait. Ow! I hung up on her by accident.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though. Dislocating a hip, this is really going to hurt her draft status.
Jesus. Well, I mean...
I don't know if she's allowed to take any more miles.
How do you know when your hip's going bad?
Like, I guess because it just hurts all the time,
like,
right?
You ever walk around like you get this weird like little tick in your hip?
Sure.
It's like tick, tick,
but
tick,
only after I hit about 35. I mean, there's certain things you just don't experience, right? And then you get to a certain age and you're like, well... I don't know if I need to go to the doctor or if this is just the normal thing. Because, you know, you grew up with your parents, and most people, as you go through your memory, you can remember your parents bitching about the aches and pain every day.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, elbow stiff. I just assume when you get old, you become bitter and you're in pain all the time.
Here's the crazy part about that hip replacement surgery. My dad got it.
And he got both?
And he got both of his knees replaced. So he got
the
entire
knee replacement is massive for those for people.
Okay. So obviously you can't come here at certain times of the year because it's too cold, whatever the deal is. There's always something like that with the weather forecast whenever you get a different part in your body. But he used to be like 6'2", 6'3". He played JUCO basketball. Like he was like a small forward, you know what I mean? He's like 5'10" now. I don't know what they did when they took those knees out and the hips, man, but I'm telling you, like, if you get a new knee, ask them to give you like a half inch or an inch more. Right. They're just cutting apart anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you'll eventually stretch out.
They get shorter anyhow.
I know, but you still would. Like,
but
if
not
you have
in
the
a month.
Opportunity to get like a knee.
That's
right?
Right. Over time.
Just give me like an extra inch, you know what I mean? Because just pop an extra inch in. You know what I mean? I'll stretch out. I'll grow into it.
If I were your doctor, you'd walk out of there 5'2".
I swear to God, man, he looks like a guard now, like a shooting guard or something. He looks like a tiny guard. He used to be a tall dude.
What was the worst pain you've ever been in? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Arizona. A man hiking on Camelback Mountain Saturday morning was hurt when a large boulder fell on top of his leg. Phoenix Fire Department spokesman said the man was visiting from out of state, enjoying a lovely morning hike on the Chola Trail section of the Camelback Mountain around 10:30 a.m. when he stopped to let some other hikers pass along.
What a nice guy.
McDade said the man then leaned on a boulder as the other hikers passed on, and then he accidentally pulled the 300-pound rock onto himself. He became trapped and had to be freed by technical rescue team from the Phoenix Fire Department, a special tool commonly used to rescue somebody trapped in a collapsed building or pinned under a vehicle. They were brought to Camelback Mountain to get him out of there. Rescuers were then able to free the hiker from the boulder. During the entire operation, they were on the phone with medical advisors to receive specific treatment for someone that was pinned under a heavy object. Hiker was then flown off the mountain and taken to a trauma hospital with extensive lower extremity injuries.
That means he was effed up.
Yeah, at the time, the Parks Department will be closing Camelback Mountain until further notice.
So basically, he just leaned on the boulder, shifted his body weight and the whole thing.
Putting his weight into it so people could pass by him on the side of the trail. He accidentally nudged that boulder to the point where it slipped and then fell on top of him.
And there's good karma.
What's the worst pain that you've ever been in? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Hop Sing. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, putas.
Hola.
Hop Sing, what about you?
Before you started, let me welcome back Ed. It's a different show without you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it better?
We sure as hell did.
Yeah,
man,
much more peaceful.
Let him answer.
I'm just going to say it's a different show without him.
Okay.
There you go.
That is a fact.
And my condolences to Thrill's left testy.
Bro, it's not. Listen. Thank you. That's all I'll say. It appreciates.
If it pops on the air, if the syphilis blister pops, we'll let you know.
I thought it was chlamydia.
Whatever it is.
All right. So my deal is I got hit. I was the pedestrian in a vehicle versus pedestrian collision.
Let me guess. You lost.
I broke both. Yeah, I did. I broke both my legs, cracked my pelvis, and broke an arm.
Ooh.
My right leg was pretty shattered and the bones were sticking out, and it was not
ooh,
pretty.
Were you conscious to see this after the car hit you?
Oh, yeah. I got thrown quite a bit, but I never lost consciousness.
All right.
No.
How many compound fractures did you have?
In the right leg, 3.
That you could see the bone sticking out?
I saw one bone sticking out, and the next day, when my surgeon was discussing what all the staples were about, there's one in my left leg that's just kind of an odd sticking out thing. And I said, what's that? And he said, oh, that's where your bone from your right leg pierced your skin from your left leg.
Jesus. Golly. Okay, do you remember, what was the circumstances? Was this at night, during the day? I mean, how did the guy run a red light? What was the deal?
It was after work. I drove home, and then I wanted to walk 2 blocks to get some chili cheese fries.
Well, good call.
Where are you getting them?
Yeah, Chili cheese fries will kill you, apparently.
Yeah,
well, I mean, they will.
They're dangerous.
But not like that.
Not as quickly. They don't break your legs. So let me ask you this, though. So you're conscious, which I think sucks personally, but you're laying there, you've been hit by a car, you look up and you see a bone sticking out of your leg. What is the thought that goes through your head in this moment?
Well, they cut your pants off, and then they transport you, and you take a quick peek, and you go, oh, geez.
Right.
Oh, that's a white thing sticking out of my leg. Ugh.
And do you remember flying through the air?
No, not at all.
Okay. But you did go up over the windshield, I'm guessing, right?
Well, I got hit by the fender or the side panel. That's what broke my legs. What broke my arm was the side view mirror.
Did the driver stop?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a hit and run or anything.
Okay.
That's how you know it wasn't me.
And did the driver try to assist you in any way before paramedics could arrive or police could arrive on the scene?
There were witnesses, so people called right away, and he apologized, and I just didn't respond to him.
Yeah, okay. A little soon, but hang on a minute, man. So when they call for 911, does anybody come over to check on you, or is it just strictly they're making the call?
Well, they make the call, and they stand, you know, a few feet away from you, and they say, hey, hope's on the way.
Did anyone take video or anything?
The response was really quick. I mean, from what I remember, it was within 3 minutes there was people there.
Damn. Okay. And did you get a settlement based on this?
No, because I was out of the crosswalk. I was wearing dark clothes. It was night. And I did talk to an attorney, and he said, yeah, you got no shot.
Okay.
Huh. Damn. Mm.
All right.
So you just tried to go for it, and you misjudged it. So it was basically it was pedestrian error.
Well, that's what the claim is, but I saw him coming, and I took a step back, and I took a step back, and I took a step back. And I could have swore he saw me, but he just kept coming.
That's the problem. You needed to take four. There it is.
Exactly.
All that. Did you even get the
two forward, three steps back?
Did you get chili cheese fries?
I had them, and I don't know what happened to them.
So you? They flew through the air.
Yeah.
Or I think one of the people that called 911 ate them. Like, don't let the food go to waste.
Maybe the EMTs got them. I don't know.
Damn.
So here's the funny part of it.
It's pretty standard for EMTs. Eat the food.
I'm laying there, and I look to my right, and I see my shoe, which is brand new. It was a casual Friday, and it was the first day I ever wore my new sneakers. And I'm thinking, oh, I hope someone grabs my shoe. And there's also the side view mirror of the car that broke my arm. So I can reach over, I can scrape over the side view mirror, and I wrap it in my coat, my raincoat, because I want a souvenir of this, right? And then they say, let's straighten them out. So they put my shoe, I didn't know it was still in my shoe, but it's sitting to my right. So
oh,
my
God. God.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah, no.
Stop calling us.
What was the worst pain that you've ever been in? 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.